Hi, my name is Serena. I am a mother to a toddler and currently pregnant.
And hi, I'm Lisa, also known as the singing Amma. Amma means grandmother in Icelandic. I am a mama and an Amma.
At the beginning of my first pregnancy, I felt like I was lacking my village, which is why we are here creating a village with you, in hopes that you won't feel as isolated as I did.
I also felt the lack of a village in my early parenting years, way back when. And I come to our village with a background in early childhood education. I have been coaching parents along their parenting journeys and supporting them for over 35 years.
Amma Lisa and I invite you to grab your latte
or your tea
and come sit around the proverbial fire with us each week,
when we come together to have a conversation where we'll be talking all things parenting, keeping it real, keeping it raw, right here with you.
In honor of International Women's Day, here's a song by Amma Lisa called Women Stand Up.
Women stand up. Women hand in hand. Women stand up. Women do all we can to heal the world. Stand up. Women stand up. Women hand in hand. Women stand up. Women do all we can to heal the world. Stand up.
And that was Amma Lisa with Women Stand Up. Ooh, give me chills. I just wanted to hop on and say happy International Women's Month. And tomorrow, Tuesday, March 8th, is International Women's Day. The color is purple. So if you want to show your support, try to sport on a little purple throughout the month, or at least Tuesday. And this week, we're not having our usual episode about parenting, but we just wanted to acknowledge that it is our month. We want you all to show support to one another, show support to us, and just kind of acknowledge how far we've come. We still have ways to go, but we have come a long way. This movement started around 1908. You can get the history about it on internationalwomensday.com. I'm not going to go into it because I don't want to sound like a history book, but it's very interesting. And back then, they were fighting for women's voting rights. Now, thankfully, we've gained that right, but we still have a lot more to fight for. Our role has definitely changed throughout the years, from caregivers to now the majority of homes having to have both parents working. And so the difference in wages would really help us. And for me, it was never really important, or maybe I'd never even acknowledge International Women's Day a month. But as you get older, you start caring about different things. And I'd like for my daughter to be aware of the discrimination and to be able to stand up for herself and have that voice. So I plan on going to the library and seeing what books they have so we can read up on the history, just so I'm a little more informed, and while raising her, teach her how far we've come and how she can stand up for herself. The theme for this year is hashtag break the bias, and you'll see women representing that and hopefully men standing up and supporting us by putting their arms across their chest in an X formation, kind of like breaking the bias. Something I found on social media, on Instagram, but I thought it was a good representation of why we are so strong. Excuse my words as I read it, but it says, "Why do balls equal toughness and pussy equals weakness when the slightest flick to the nuts sends a guy to his knees, yet vaginas can push out an entire human being?" it's so true. They are very weak in that aspect, and we are so strong. They will never experience what giving birth is like and how hard that is. I think we were given that ability because they wouldn't be able to handle that. So I just want us to remember how strong we are. I want us to acknowledge how strong our ancestors are. Sometimes women look at each other as competition, or there's a lot of jealousy, and there's room for all of us to succeed. There's room for us to love each other, support each other, and just don't forget that we're all here together. We're all in this together. We all understand each other's struggles. If this month you can just acknowledge and show a little extra appreciation, we'd love it, especially if you can love and support us. And some other ways you can celebrate this month is donating to charities, spreading awareness. Maybe if you see a statistic or a post, you know, share it, spread the word, wear purple, and just be extra kind to one another. As women, we tend to kind of take on a nurturing role. Women with money, which is increasing, tend to take care of our community a little more. Not to generalize and say men are greedy, but women that have money and power put it towards resources that will usually tend to help our society. It's great to support each other because we can do so much better for our world. And hopefully one day this will be a woman-led world. It just takes our support. And of course, men, you're all welcome to support us as well. Happy International Women's Day. We're just gonna close out with a Melissa song again. And we'd love to hear who were some important women role models in your upbringing. So if you'd like to share that with us on social media or through our Facebook group, we'd love to hear that. So we'll just close out with a Melissa song again. And she wanted me to let you know that she'd love for you to sing or share her song because it is a great International Women's Day theme song. But if you can just share the credit where it's due because she wrote it, and yeah, she'd love for you to take it and use it wherever you can. Just please tag her or let her know through Instagram or Facebook. So thank you, and happy International Women's Month.
Women stand up. Women hand in hand. Women stand up. Women do all we can to heal the world. Stand up. Women stand up. Women hand in hand. Women stand up. Women do all we can to heal the world. Stand up. Women, stand up. Women, stand up. Women, stand up.
Thanks for being here with us in our virtual village. We'd love you to join our Facebook group at The Village Parenting Community and on Instagram at The Village Parenting Pod.
And if you enjoy our podcast, please like, subscribe, and share. Also, if you have a moment, please leave us a review. It makes a big difference for us in reaching more parents out there who may be feeling alone.
Please direct message us to connect also. We absolutely love hearing from you. And until next week, we'll be keeping it real and raw right here with you.
This podcast is sponsored by the Singing Umma's private parent coaching and workshop offerings, and also by Enlightened Designs for Crafty Mamas.